Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 25 through 33. In those days, as John was finishing his course, he said, "What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I am not worthy to untie. Brethren, sons of the family of Abraham and those among you that fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him, nor understand the utterances of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him. Though they could charge him with nothing deserving death, yet they asked Pilate to have him killed. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus." Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 6, verses 14 through 30. At that time, King Herod heard that Jesus' name had become known. Some said, "John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead. That is why these powers are at work in him." But others said, "It is Elijah." And others said, "It is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard of it, he said, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised." For Herod had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. When he heard him, he was much perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his courtiers and officials and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will grant it." And he vowed to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptizer." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard and gave orders to bring his head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. On this day, the 29th of August, we commemorate the beheading of the holy and glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist, John. The divine Baptist, the prophet born of a prophet, the seal of all the prophets and beginning of the apostles, the mediator between the old and new covenants, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, the God-sent messenger of the incarnate Messiah, the forerunner of Christ's coming into the world, who by many miracles was both conceived and born, who was filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb, who came forth like another Elias the Zealot, whose life in the wilderness and divine zeal for God's law he imitated, this divine prophet, after he had preached the baptism of repentance according to God's command, had taught men of low rank and high how they must order their lives, had admonished those whom he baptized, and had filled them with the fear of God, teaching them that no one is able to escape the wrath to come if he do not works worthy of repentance, had, through such preaching, prepared their hearts to receive the evangelical teachings of the Savior, And finally, after he had pointed out to the people the very Savior and said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world," after all this, John sealed with his own blood the truth of his words and was made a sacred victim for the divine law at the hands of a transgressor. This was Herod Antipas, the Tetrarch of Galilee, the son of Herod the Great. This man had a lawful wife, the daughter of Aretas, or Aretas, the king of Arabia, that is, Arabia Petraea, which had the famous Nabataean stone city of Petra as its capital. This is the Aretas mentioned by St. Paul. Without any cause and against every commandment of the law, he put her away and took to himself Herodias, the wife of his deceased brother Philip, to whom Herodias had borne a daughter, Salome. He would not desist from this unlawful union, even when John, the preacher of repentance, the bold and austere accuser of the lawless, censured and told him, "It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife." Thus Herod, besides his other unholy acts, added yet this, that he apprehended John and shut him in prison, and perhaps he would have killed him straightway had he not feared the people, who had extreme reverence for John. Certainly in the beginning he himself had great reverence for this just and holy man, but finally, being pierced with the sting of mad lust for the woman Herodias, he laid his defiled hands on the teacher of purity on the very day he was celebrating his birthday, when Salome, Herodias's daughter, had danced in order to please him and those who were supping with him. He promised her, with an oath more foolish than foolishness, that he would give her anything she asked, even to the half of his kingdom. And she, consulting with her mother, straightway asked for the head of John the Baptist on a charger. Hence this transgressor of the law, preferring his lawless oath above the precepts of the law, fulfilled this godless promise, and filled his loathsome banquet with the blood of the prophet. So it was that that all-venerable head, revered by the angels, was given as a prize for the abominable dance, and became the plaything of the dissolute daughter of a debauched mother. As for the body of the divine Baptist, it was taken up by his disciples and placed in a tomb. Concerning the finding of his holy head, see February 24th and May 25th. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.